Father Yahweh, as always, we approach you with humility, with deep respect and reverence, for we recognize you as our Creator. We can look around us and see the sorrowful and pitiful state of this world, the lack of care and concern for human life. And Father, we're so thankful that we have within us a group, a small group perhaps, but a group of individuals who love you, who love one another, who respect you, Father, and the life that you have given to man. It is our prayer that we would learn, Father, each day to be more like you and less like man, to take on spiritual nature and spiritual concerns, to view things spiritually more often and more completely and deeply, and less according to our carnal nature. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for allowing us to be here. We ask that you would open our hearts and our minds, that we would see clearly into your word as we look into the book. Help us, Father, to see as we've never seen before and to understand those things that you would have us to learn and know. Be with us throughout this service as we place it in your hands, asking that your Spirit would lead and guide all that is said and done. And at the end, Father, we pray that we would have a better knowledge of you than when we started. Thank you for your blessings and for your love, and most of all, for Yahshua, our Sovereign, our Redeemer, the one who gave his life for ours. And it's in Yahshua's name that we pray. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. This afternoon, I want to speak about man in general and who he is. We know and accept the fact that man is a created being who was fashioned in the image of Elohim. We know that he was created just a little lower than spirit beings and has authority over all physically created life forms. There is no way that man just happened to come into existence with all of the intricate and complex capabilities that he possesses. We can consider briefly that science, who would have us believe that man just happened to come into existence after millions of years of evolving into this present form, has no explanation for how the body and mind work. They know that the brain sends messages to various parts of the body in order for the hands, for example, to pick up a pencil. However, they don't understand or know why, and they don't fully understand this. They know that neurons carry the messages from the brain to whatever part of the body is working. I lift my hand, my mind sends a message to the brain so that my hand raises. You know, the same kind of messages are sent to the eyes and other parts of the body. But they can't figure out how. They can hook you up to computers and see what parts of the brain are at work when certain things are done, be it thoughts or physical acts. But they still don't know why. They know that something is transmitted through these neurons, but they can't explain it. And I refuse to believe, like you, that this is just happenstance, that this is just something that just happened to take place after, as they would say, millions of years of evolution. And they can't explain it. There is, however, an important fact about man that we must understand. We know that man did not evolve, nor is he evolving, and that's the fact. Man is not becoming better than he was. Man is in a state of degeneration. Man is worse than he was when Yahweh first created him. Think back. You'll see in a minute how all of this ties in with the events of the week. But think back to when Cain killed Abel. It was murder, senseless. But did Cain kill Adam or Eve? If there were any other brothers or sisters, did he kill any of them? Did he kill himself? It was still a senseless act. But today, in today's life, there would have been more than Abel just dead. And we know that. Man is in a worse state today than when he first was created. As I said, you can probably tell that the recent events on the campus of Virginia Tech University have been on my mind and formed the basis for what I want to speak about today. A young man randomly killed 32 people and also himself. At least right now it seems random. I mean, it doesn't appear that he had intentionally picked each of the individuals that he killed. There may have been some who were intentionally killed, but they don't know that yet. And what they're trying to do, law enforcement and social science professionals, are seeking answers as to why. They will never understand the why because they won't accept what the facts are. I understand why, and so do you. It goes far beyond this particular man and this particular event.